Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. My name is Daniel Asukwa. I believe that introductions are in order because it has been almost 90 days since I did this, and I'm as surprised as you are that we're back here again, honestly. First of all, Happy New Year, Happy New Month. Also, Happy International Women's Day. What else have I missed? I think that's that. So first of all, I need to put this out there that I did not intentionally decide to be away for this period of time. I did not choose to not come back to the podcast, honestly. I intended to come back in February, but things happened, life happened. A lot of things have been happening, and it has kept me away from the podcast. Now, this does not mean that I have not been able to do other things. I have. In fact, I think I have channeled a lot of energy into some other areas of my life, and it even got me scared that the podcasting side of my life, the podcasting part of Daniel, had been lost forever. I was scared that this place where I felt safe, where I believe that I can come and talk about anything without feeling any form of judgment, had been taken away from me. And it was scary. I won't lie to you. It was very, 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 very scary. But on the bright side of things, it really, really, really feels good to be back. Honestly. So I'm just going to do a quick run through on what I've been able to do thus far. At the time when I started this podcast in 2020, I was just starting out my bachelor's degree. And at this moment, in my finals, yeah, I think this thought just hits me on Wednesday evening. Yeah, on Wednesday evening as I walked back home from church. Just thinking that, oh, wow. I started this when I just got into school, and now I'm in my finals and I'm still here. It has been beautiful. Another thing that I have been able to do, since the last time you heard from me, is I have been able to start writing. I don't think I want to call myself a writer, even up to this point. I have been writing on Medium, so in case you haven't seen me write or read my writing, you can just go to Medium and search Daniel Asukwa, and you would find, I think, 5 posts on Medium. Yeah, you would find that on Medium. This episode is not a welcome back to the podcast episode. Nah, if you know me, you know I don't usually do that. This episode, I actually have something I want to talk about. Yes, and I think I should start talking about that right away. Already, you can see that this episode is titled This Thing Called Life. And in February, yeah, I wanted to make a reel about it. But I didn't like how it was coming out because of my room lighting and my phone camera and all of that. So I just left that in the draft. So now is the right time to talk about it. Yeah, I have seen and heard a lot of people say, oh, they have different aspects of their life, their private life, their business life, their romantic life, their family life, their personal life, the part of them that is classified, the part of them that they let a few people see, the part that the public can see. And even though there is some truth in these things, I also believe that life is one and the same. And I'm going to explain. Yes, life is one and the same in the sense that what you do in a certain aspect of your life can be replicated in others. So if you are practicing certain principles, say, for instance, in your academics, you are consistently reading your books every single day for a month, it's very, very possible for you to replicate that consistency principle in your business, because you have established that mindset in your academic life, quote unquote. It's very possible for you to carry out that same energy and put there. So when people say, oh, in this part of my life, I excel, while in this other part, I do not so much excel. I believe that's not exactly true. There is some form of, there are elements of falsehood in statements like that. Because life is one and the same. Because life can be replicated. Things that we do in one way can be replicated in the other streets. It is what it is. You can replicate certain things. And the reason why you probably have not been able to figure that out is probably because you haven't seen life as one and the same. Because you have always seen it as different segments, as different aspects. It's how you have seen it. It's how you have always looked at things. So because you're looking at it as different aspects, you think, oh, okay, I need to do something different in this, in point A. I need to do something entirely different in life B and something entirely different in life C. Meanwhile, you can look at one area of your life and say, okay, what has been able to work for me in this part of me? What have I been able to do? What are the things that I have failed at? How was I able to, you know, recover from such failures in time past? And you take those lessons and you take those principles and put them in other aspects of your life. That is how life is one and the same. If you've noticed, I've always said aspects. So I am agreeing with you that life has various aspects. But also agree with me that life is one and the same in the sense that what you can do in one can be replicated in five other ways. So do not stress yourself so much looking for distinct methods. I know this sounds very, very serious, but I'm trying to not make it so, so serious. Stop trying to look for distinct ways, distinct methods to make your life better. All you have to do is simply look at one area in your life that has worked over time. Try to ponder on the things that you did. Try to ponder on what worked, what actually made sense in those moments, in that aspect of your life as you have come over time. Lift up those methods, lift up those principles, and just dump them in other aspects of your life. And you're welcome. Yes, you're totally welcome. Honestly, I don't know when next episode is going to come. I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh, no way, now that you have heard my voice, now we are going to be back fully. I can't even lie to you. I can't even lie to myself. Talk more of lying to you, because as I'm, if I won't start saying this, I know that's a lie. Because final year, oh my god, that's it. That's all I can say. I don't want to go into a rant right now, but oh my god, oh my actual god. See, just send, people should send money, send every form of support that you can. I think I need it in excess right now. But I really hope you're good. I really hope you have been able to do stuff. It's 2024 and everybody started the year with no grief for anybody, but the year is not even great for us. So how do we want to grieve for anybody? But I really hope you're good. I really hope you're doing well. And even though things may not exactly work out as you want them to, remember that this is just the first 3 months of the year. You have 9 more months. So you have gained experience and there are opportunities which are more than the experiences that you have gained so far. so you have opportunities to put the experiences that you have gained into practice. Take care, guys, and until you hear my voice again, ciao.